your life today.
Coming up on America Tonight, more reaction to hecklers at some of these meetings over health care reform. I love it because there's passion and power in the people. Others are saying it's plants, so that keeps getting pushed out there. Nancy Pelosi says she saw a swastika at one of these meetings. We'll let you hear what she had to say about that. And then some of the various reactions to why and what's happening. But the biggest story still reverberating across the U.S. has to be the story about Una Lee and Laura Ling making it back from North Korea. That's where we begin here on America Tonight. Kate Delaney, as always, happy to be to the east, to the west, and everywhere in between to talk about such things. So I don't care how you feel about Bill Clinton. It was an amazing moment to watch that plane land. He, you know, the two women come off the plane. He comes down the steps, and he's really kind of laid in the weeds on this thing. I mean, there were the pictures where he looked very solemn, and he should have, with Kim Jong-il, who I still have on my master nutball list. Ahmadinejad maybe just a little bit ahead of him, and Chavez, of course, as my top three. And for Kim Jong-il, I mentioned this in the last show, he's just grinning from ear to ear because, of course, this is a magic moment for him. He captures the two women, whether or not how close they were to the border, whatever happened, trumps up the charges, and puts them, houses them, threatens after the trial to go through with the 12 years of hard labor. And then the negotiating, the silent negotiations, I guess we'll say, started to kind of go back and forth. And when I say silent negotiations, because it was the family that was pleading, and originally everybody was really, really coming out and saying, you know, this is ridiculous and North Korea is wrong. And then all of a sudden, from the family members to Hillary Clinton to anyone involved, they all backed off of that stance, realizing this was not going to get them back. It was only going to get the hackles up of Kim Jong-il. And then, lo and behold, he wanted somebody with a name to go over there and talk to him and get the release of the two, I guess, or decide whether or not he was going to get the pardon. And that's what happened. Once Bill Clinton was the name that was thrown out there, things changed. So a huge moment. And do we have some applause from the studio audience? Because, like I said, no matter how you slice this, it's still great to see those American women back. You didn't want to see a tragedy happen here. Come on. We didn't want to see that. You can question why were they there and, oh, and you know it's dangerous and all those other things. Of course, of course. But to have them back, it's always good to get someone back. Always, no matter what the circumstance is. Yeah, and I bet you they are thanking God at this moment that they live in the freest country on the face of the earth. How many times during this show do I say it? You never, never, never take your freedoms for granted. And watching the story unfold is just a reason to remember that and hold it close. That's why I'm such a fierce defender of our Constitution and our rights. It's like when I get nailed. And I love it, though, because if you don't agree with me, I'm all for flipping the emails in any direction or calling the show. But I love it when people try to nail me on the gun rights thing, because the right to bear arms, I think, is incredibly vital. And, you know, we can point to what happened with the creepy guy, more than creepy, sick, psychotic, whatever, that went in and killed those women the other day in Pittsburgh. But at the end of the day, imagine if somebody had a concealed weapon, properly registered, knew how to use it, they were there at the gym. Like, I don't want it to be the Old West and OK Corral and we have shootouts and vigilanteism all over the place. But you can make a case for such things, and I won't back down off of that Second Amendment deal. Back to the release of Una Lee and Laura Ling and the significance and just how huge it was. You can hear the emotion dripping from this woman's voice. First, they come down the steps of the plane, and the little girl of Una Lee's little girl comes over to her, hugs her. The husband hugs her, of course. and the little girl has no idea what's happened. Her mother's been gone, and here's what they feed her, what they tell her. And the other woman, Laura Ling, has a husband and obviously a family, a famous sister, Lisa Ling, who used to be on The View and does reporting for National Geographic and other shows. So she trots over the microphones, and here's what it sounded like when she started to talk about how surprised they were and how the whole thing unfolded.
30 hours ago, Yuna Lee and I were prisoners in North Korea. We feared that at any moment we could be sent to a hard labor camp. And then suddenly we were told that we were going to a meeting. We were taken to a location, and when we walked in through the doors, we saw standing before us President Bill Clinton. We were shocked, but we knew instantly in our hearts that the nightmare of our lives was finally coming to an end. And now we stand here, home and free. To our loved ones, friends, colleagues, and to the complete strangers with the kindest of hearts who showed us so much love and sent us so many positive thoughts and energy, we thank you. We could feel your love all the way in North Korea. It is what kept us going in the darkest of hours. It is what sustained our faith.
All right, so that's a long time to have no idea what's going to happen to you, have absolutely no clue, and especially even being told you're going to a meeting, and not a meeting like, oh, by the way, a former president is here and we're having a meeting. No, just we're having a meeting, and that could mean anything. Who knew? Could have meant a meeting that they were going to ultimately go out to that prison camp. But it worked out great, so that is our daily salute, no doubt about it. Some of the things that we haven't even scratched the surface on yet here from the get-go in this hour of America Tonight. Sonia Sotomayor is apparently getting more GOP support. That vote happens tomorrow. It should be a layup whether or not, you know, we know that John McCain said he can't go vote for her, and there are others that have said the same thing. Still, there is, I believe, enough that it will be a done deal. Also, more in the aftermath of the gym shooting, and ultimately the guy who walked in to an L.A. fitness center into an aerobics area and had a thing about women, hated women, whatever, complained about lack of dates and lack of sex and all this other stuff in diaries and letters, and just decided to randomly pick these women that happened to be there at that particular time. Sad, sad thing. Also, the congressman, you know who he is. I threw him in the dungeon the other night, who hid all that cash in the freezer, the $90,000. Convicted big time. Looking at maybe 115 years. This is a guy, William Jefferson, who served in Congress for 18 years. Wow. Stay with us.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
Wild about Harry and Harry's wild about me. Oh, I'm just wild about Harry, and he's just wild about cannot do without me. Just wild about me.
All right, I mentioned at the top of the show that Harry Rinker was joining us. It's always a thrill to talk to the guru of all things collectible. Anything that you're collecting, people are selling things right and left. Estate sales, people are picking up good deals, people are pocketing money on things that they have. He is absolutely the guy to talk to, and you can do it right now in just a minute when we bring him in from the green room. 800-259-5791. Don't waste time, because then what happens is you'll call me after he leaves and say, I missed it. 800-259-5791. Harry, how have you been?
Been doing great, actually, Kate. Got out in the field for the first time in a while, actually. You know, you spend too much time behind a desk. But I was up at a great show in outside of Syracuse, New York, called the Great American Antique Fest. And it was a 200-dealer outdoor show, which was great. I mean, you know, in this bad economy, people say things are kind of rough. But it was a very exciting time. Probably the most exciting thing about it, Kate, were the number of young people I saw there. Husbands and wives, couples, parents with their young children, came away feeling that, hey, maybe the antiques and collectibles trade isn't as bad shape as we thought in light of the current economy. So that was kind of exciting, actually.
Boy, no kidding. And we talk a lot about things you can collect, things you do have, and I think it's an exciting time, actually, if you collect anything. Am I right in that?
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, right now, prices have never been lower in the antiques and collectibles game. In a lot of cases, for the middle range stuff, we're seeing prices now that were around in the late 70s, early 80s. It isn't going to go down further. I mean, I'm convinced of this. I think the market has bottomed out. Now, that's not because the stock market's jumped recently and so forth. I just think we've hit bottom in the antique trade, and now things are starting to go up again. Some of the auctions have done really well here in the last couple of weeks, too. You're a big sports fan. Bob Gibson's 1968 National League MVP award. Now, that's the best season he ever had. $120,000. Not bad.
Ooh.
Yeah,
no,
are you ready for this one? A 19-3 World Series program at Boston set a record for $105,000. I mean, people have money out there.
And
they're paying it for the top-end stuff.
Right. Hey, I had a couple of questions.
Sure, go ahead.
Emails.
That's what we're here for, of course.
Last time that we talked, we were in Maui, and if anybody wants to jump into the fray, you can do that and throw your two cents in.
Yeah, I know, man. It's a tough life. What was this? We were in Maui, kid. I was in Maui. I was in Connecticut.
Oh, but you travel all over the place, please.
I did. You know, I've been getting out, getting around. So you had a great time out there, and some fun collecting out in Hawaii, by the way, too.
Yes, and you talked about the longboards and how they were hot stuff now. And I asked some surfers. It was great that we had that conversation because I asked some surfers about that, and you know, they gave me the hang loose sign, and one of them at this Woody Shack told me absolutely. It's, you know, they got people that are asking for some of the old boards.
Yes, they do. You bet. But anyway, you said you got some questions in?
Yeah, I've got some questions from some emails, but let me throw out the numbers, too. You have to jump in quickly, though. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. This is from Phil. He asked us last week. He sent me an email at americatonight.net. Phil said, that's funny that you had Harry on when you were in Hawaii. I like the crack he made to you. you said something funny about me being in Hawaii. And he said, I collect mugs, and people make fun of me, but I have closets and closets full of mugs from everywhere I've been. Maybe it's just a personal thing, but would it ever be worth anything?
No. Well, it's a personal thing. It's very interesting. There's a new book out. In fact, I think you referred to it. I don't know if you've seen a copy of it or not, called Ball Cap Nation.
Yes, I've talked to the author.
You talked to the author, right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what's the record guy now? 90,000 baseball caps. Not 19,000. 90,000 caps, they call them baseball caps, but they have all kinds of advertising on them. And, you know, mugs, the kind of oddball categories, like baseball caps, mugs, I'm trying to think of what, I just thought of another one that went that fast out of my mind here. But anyway, T-shirts. Within those categories, there could be some very interesting ones. For example, one of the hot T-shirts right now, in fact, he did a whole book on them, are rock band concert T-shirts. You know the ones that when a rock band goes on tour?
Yeah.
And they do this. Some of them are in the high hundreds and low thousands of dollars now. But mugs, I don't have a lot of hope for mugs. I really don't have a lot of hopes for baseball caps either, except for some of the... I mean, heaven forbid what an early baseball cap would go for. In fact, getting back to that, they sold a uniform, shirt, pants, belt, cleats, and leggings from a non-Hall of Famer from an 1895 Baltimore club, and that brought $105,000. No cap, though.
Yeah.
The thing is that with the mugs, I have a collection of radio station mugs, myself only because it's been kind of fun. Mostly stations I've been on for one reason or another. But I don't think he's going to have much value with them long term. And a major problem for his heirs, but the good news is once he's dead, he isn't going to care anyway.
Right, exactly.
I know. See, that's the thing that you have to understand. People say, what's going to happen to all that stuff when you die, right? Here's this guy with all these mugs, and the answer was, well, who cares? You know, once I'm dead, man, it isn't my problem.
That's right. Estate sale, garage sale, give them away.
I got a call from the Wall Street Journal several years ago asking me what I would recommend for the guy who was going to die with the largest pencil collection in the world. And I said, well, funeral buyer comes immediately to mind. Send them out like the old Norse gods, you know.
I know. We need a rim shot for you.
This is a great question, man. We're off in one really morbid way tonight.
I got another note from this guy, Jess, and Jess said, Kate, I thought I heard you mention on one of your shows one time that you collected stamps when you were a kid, and that's true, and then I just sort of stopped doing it. My mother would get me the book of them every year that came out, and he says that he does that, but he wonders if very many people are into stamp collecting anymore.
Yeah, you know, when they talk about the effect of the Internet one of the really positive things about the Internet is it revived stamped and coin collecting. Now, the coin collectors all credit the state quarters business. But the truth of the matter is that stamp and coin collecting is worldwide. And when the Internet came on the scene, the worldwide collectors all got in touch with each other, and they got in touch with the auctions because of the Internet auctions. And it's through the roof. They've got an inverse Jenny, you know, that famous stamp with the upside-down airplane on it?
Yeah.
Going up, I think, in 1 or 2 weeks, and they're talking about it possibly bringing $1 million, one of the highest prices ever paid for a stamp.
Wow.
No, I have to tell you, stamp collecting is alive and well. There were a lot of people that were very concerned about it for a while. The hot subject in stamp collecting at the moment is what's called topicals, where you take a theme, like birds or animals or flowers or whatever, and you collect around a theme worldwide. A lot of country stamps, particularly for whatever reason, mid-20th century German stamps are doing very well at the moment. So, no, a lot of young people are coming into the hobby. You may not see them the same way we did when we were kids, when everybody was saving stamps off the envelopes and first aid covers and that kind of stuff. That's gone. That's not the way to save it. It's all about unused stamps in perfect condition. But now that market has settled itself and moved in that direction, it's moved very positively, actually.
Let's tell everybody about the mailbag, because obviously I've gotten a couple.
We would like our American Night listeners to send us questions. Now, Kate, you mentioned that they can send them directly to you, right? AmericanNight.net.
Mm-hmm.
And they go up there and they can get a question directly to you. They can send them directly to me as well. All I need them to do is when they send me an email, they need to just start it. I listen to you on America Tonight. Give me the name of the station, and I'll get it in the America Tonight mailbag. My email address is Harry L. Rinker, HarryLRinker. Harry L. Rinker. The thing I think we have to make very clear to everybody, unfortunately, is that I can't do personal answers. So you send me a letter for the mailbag, we'll put it in the America Tonight mailbag, but we'll answer it here on the air.
All right, excellent. If people want to listen to your show.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, I'm with you. We're on the Genesis Network, GCNLive.com, on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 Eastern, 7, 9 Central, 6 to 8 Mountain, 5 to 7 Pacific. Or, wonderful thing is that you can also hear us archived, right? Just go to the main GCNLive.com website, click on Listen to Sound Recordings, go down to your favorite show, click on OnDemand/Archive/Podcast.
Yep, and it's easy as pie. Harry, always a pleasure to talk to you.
We'll do it again too.
In 2 weeks.
Listen, we will in 2 weeks, and let's get some letters in the mailbag.
Absolutely. Send those letters, because Harry really does a lot of work on them, so you might have some question that's nagging you about a family heirloom, about a piece of sports memorabilia, whatever it is. So send it to that mailbag. I'll remind you over the next couple of weeks, too, as well. Coming back on the flip side, one congressman says that it's all foul what's happening with these hecklers at the various health reform meetings. That's next on ATN.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you could resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. This time it was in Little Rock, Arkansas, a crowd shouting at two Arkansas Democratic congressmen, accusing them of, hey, you guys are backing this government health plan that's going to take away our personal choice and our freedom. Things like that were shouted out. One of them was Congressman Mike Ross. The other one was Vic Snyder. They were at this forum that was at the Arkansas Children's Hospital. A lot of these are being held at hospitals. And both say that they wouldn't support a completely government-run, single-payer health insurance plan. Now, with these heckling moments ratcheting up, you have, I think, a lot of ridiculous things that are starting to circulate. And when I say ridiculous, I think if people are impassioned and the crowd goes and they're furious that, number one, I mean, let's face it, even many of the Democrats themselves are saying this is a rush job. Arlen Specter, when he was shouted down the other day, the former Republican turned Democrat, what he was telling the crowd was that, you know, we're going through this as fast as we can. In fact, we don't have time to read the whole thing. Well, if you have somebody standing in front of you saying, I'm going to vote on this, but I don't have time to read the whole thing, so I got my little aides reading pieces here and pieces there, then that's when the crowd started to go wild and they started to boo him and boo him down. And that makes sense to me. You got your elected guy saying, oh, by the way, I'll probably vote for this, and I know you're hearing all kinds of different things, but don't worry, I have my 22-year-old aides going through it. They're staying up day and night, eating pizzas and sitting on the floor and dissecting it for me so that I know what it's about. So, of course, people are upset. And what's happened is there's been some exaggerations. I've talked to a couple of people on the Hill. I talked to somebody in Arkansas, as a matter of fact, about this. And the people in Arkansas, I know this to be true, were not plants. We're not so-called astroturfers. Weren't people that were sent there to ruin the event. They were just plain old folk that go to the diner down the street, that have kids or grandkids in school. They absolutely weren't plants. But that's what people like Senator Boxer from California is saying, that these are well-dressed protesters that are trying to slam the president. It's just another one of these extreme wacko things to try to nail Obama. But I don't care what your point of view is. I have to set the record straight. Can this happen and could it happen? Of course it could happen. But so far, at least in Wisconsin and Arkansas, I don't think that's the case one bit. I've talked to two local reporters and both have said, no, that's not what the makeup of the crowd was, right? Can you imagine that? You're in Wisconsin and you're just, you know, trying to, let's be honest, you're like on the crappy shift. So you have the story, go cover that thing down there at the hospital. Go cover that forum. And then you're out there and you got your pen, your notebook, your, well, I guess now you're more digitized. You have your digital stuff set up. And everything explodes. Wow, suddenly I got the front page, and that's what's happening. So here's what one congressman had to say. This is Congressman Brad Sherman, Democrat. Here's what he had to say about what's going on with these hecklers. He agrees with Boxer and says it's foul and that people just aren't paying attention. Listen to what he says.
There are places where the opponents have been mob-like. There are places where they've been polite. I had a town hall in my district. We had 500 people. My opponent probably brought 40 or 50, but it was a civil discussion for the most part. But when you see the threats to the safety of the families of your colleagues, when you see the hanging in effigy of one of your colleagues, then you have to realize that there are places in this country where there is an attempt to intimidate members of Congress. There is an attempt to close off civil discussion and to prevent town halls from going forward on an orderly basis. And I would say that that's because the opponents of this plan simply don't have any good ideas, but they can always scream and they can always threaten.
Well, to be upset with the health care plan or to be upset with what you perceive to be the lack of articulateness of one of the speakers, that's fine. But when instead you threaten people with hanging them in effigy, building a tomb...
Well, there aren't very many dumb questions. But when you come to a town hall meeting, and I couldn't, you know, I obviously couldn't see that because I don't have a TV here. But I've heard from colleagues where people who hate this health care plan don't allow them to give an answer. They shout and they scream for not, it's not like a minute, you know, it's not like a few seconds of spontaneous question, you know, groaning about the.
Yeah, see, so here's what the upshot of this is. People are worried. People are worried about the bits and pieces they're hearing. And so when you have somebody like Arlen Specter, I'll keep going back to him because that one, Kathleen Sebelius was there too as well. And I think they were shocked at the reaction, but it all started with what Specter was saying. I guess he thought it was a good thing when he was saying, I didn't really read all of this and I have the aides going through it. And because it's so big. So he was once again proving the point that I keep driving home that, yes, there can be reforms. There should be reforms. There are stupid things that happen thanks to some of the insurance companies. And there are things that we can solve. Yes. Yes, absolutely. There should be some sort of a reform. But the bottom line is to throw out these 1,000 pages and then say, I don't even really know what they say, and you expect the people to get on board with that? Of course they're not going to get on board with that. You know, if you want to really dumb it down, it's like when you're in school and you have a book report due, right? And, of course, you're out partying and you have no idea what it is, so you go and get the Cliff Notes. And then you get called on because the teacher thinks it's fishy that you had everything so perfect on the paper, it just doesn't make sense. because of your previous grades, okay? And, of course, you get the cliff notes. You can't have the cliff notes to a bill, a measure that affects the country so radically. Radical or change can be good, but not the cliff notes version when you're messing around with health care. You can't do that. And that's the problem. That's the problem with this whole thing. All right, Nancy Pelosi said that at one town meeting there was a swastika, and she was, you know, stunned by that. And she's, again, going along with the Boxer theory that these are plants the Republicans are trying to jack with Obama. Here we go again, trying to tilt the president, blame it on the administration, blame it on the Democrats. Listen to what she says.
I think they're astroturf. You be the judge of carrying swastikas and symbols like that to a town meeting on health care.
Yep, carrying swastikas. I didn't hear about that. I mean, there might have been somebody that had some, but I don't think, from what I understand, I didn't think it was that out of control. But again, there are people yelling. There's no doubt about it. There was a man at one of the town halls that said, "You need to get the government the hell out of our way." And so that was pretty clear. Then there was another guy that yelled out to the House leader, Hoyer, "You're a liar." So, yeah, that's been happening. And I think it's happening because the level of frustration is incredibly high, let's say. Now, part of the problem with this is, I mean, let's be honest, this is 200 days in for Obama, 200 days in. What can a president accomplish after 6 months? A lot of people think it's an unfair measure of any president. The guy you voted for, the guy you voted for before, the guys you don't like, whatever, just in general. As a rule, measuring somebody after 6 months to the leader of the free world and what they can accomplish in that amount of time, is it fair or foul? Now, it's been 200 days exactly. What has happened in 200 days that has changed our lives? What has been something that Barack Obama has done that you would say, okay, this is what the difference is. This is what's happening here. This is a good thing. We're going in the right direction. This was the problem that was solved. Whatever. Certainly not with the economy. I think Tim Geithner has bungled a bunch of things up, and he's getting hot under the collar because what he's trying to press through doesn't work. The stimulus was bogus and didn't happen. Now, it's starting to turn around a little bit, and maybe some of those programs will fall into place, which would be great since it's, you know, over $700 billion, and there are people that are desperate to try to find work, so that would certainly be a step in the positive direction. The cash for clunkers was a good idea, but you had Republicans who authored that too. So that was a bipartisan kind of deal, at least the people who initially came up with the idea of the cash for clunkers. And then, of course, there wasn't enough money because it wasn't thought out enough to think, geez, I wonder how many Americans will take part in this. And there was nowhere near enough money. Now, more money has been ponied up, which is, I think, a good thing to find the money and do it, because so many people are taking advantage of it. And to be honest, when you talk about water cooler buzz, the thing that I've heard the most today, and I'm saying running the errands, going to the butcher, going to the cleaners, just everyday conversation, talking to my mailman, what's the first thing? Hey, how about those two women that got released? What'd you think of that, Kate? Okay, of course. Then what was the other thing? The other thing has to do with the cash for clunkers. I had probably three people, the dry cleaning person. I was lazy today. I never do this either, but I'll confess this on the air. I was lazy today because I was rushing. So I went through the drive-thru. And what did they stop and ask me? I have an old car. What are the regulations? Do you know? How much money can I get for it? So people were locked into the cash for clunkers. And that ultimately almost became a bungled deal. 800-259-5791. Kate, hanging with you. You can throw your 2 cents in next on ATN.
We'll be right back.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
All right, so we're talking about what's happening at these health care forms. A lot of them are at hospitals and in some other areas in Arkansas, Wyoming, Pennsylvania, and the reception has not been good no matter who is putting it forth. And I think it's great that people are expressing how they feel. I think that's a good thing. And maybe you don't want to see get out of control. You don't want to see fisticuffs, for goodness sake, and things fly all over the place. But when like I gave the example, Inspector was the best one, where he meanders through and says he's not reading it, you're going to get that, of course. You're going to get a reaction from people who are fired up and thinking that their insurance is going away because they really don't know. They only hear bits and pieces of the conversation because nobody really has succinctly delivered exactly what's going on, right? 800-259-5791. Kate Delaney, the show is America Tonight if you've never heard it. North Korea, what now? The two journalists are back. Bravo. That's a good thing. No matter how you look at this, that can't be ugly. But now it's up to Obama to man up and make it pretty clear to, I think, Pyongyang, that it no longer can let their promises fly away. Now that this is done, that this rescue mission is over, and Laura Ling and Yuna Ling don't have to do those 12 years in what somebody described as North Korean gulag. Can you imagine? So at this point, now will there be some kind of a dialogue? The problem is, remember, the North Koreans were the ones that broke off the six-country negotiations. They did the second nuclear test. They test-fired missiles. Every time we turned around, there was the threat of that, of course. They also said they were going to make more nuclear weapons. Talked about, or they are, supposedly, have resumed nuclear fuel production. And they're selling these puppies, too, supposedly, and some other technology around the world to other places. So does this mission, what does it do ultimately with North Korea? Does it give a path to the North Koreans to have a better relationship? Well, I think it does, because North Korea's behaved badly. So maybe now, with the photo op and all that other stuff, Kim Jong-il or his successor, his son, can step forward and honor the agreement, because they promised to dismantle their bomb-making infrastructure, if you remember, 4 years ago, I think. And that's when they threw out the inspectors and all that stuff. So let's see what happens. The ball is in North Korea's court, right? 800-259-5791. Dana is listening to us in Texas. Hey, Dana.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Oh, okay. I've just been listening to your show tonight. And wouldn't you have loved to be in a fly on the wall in that meeting between Clinton and that crazy leader of North Korea? I just
yeah.
had this vision of Clinton shooting daggers from his eyes straight into that nut, saying, I don't think you want to keep doing this. You know, I just really think he used a lot of power that he has to convince this guy this is not a good thing.
Yeah, I think, you know what, I'm glad you said that, Dana, because no matter what, I know there's people that just absolutely hate Bill Clinton, but no matter what, you got to say the guy knows how to pull off stuff like this. He does, and you're
well,
right. I bet you he did do that. I bet you he had that grimace. He had that grimace on his face when they were in those photos.
Yeah, and if you remember what Hillary always said about him when all these sexual scandals were going on and his charisma with the public, you either like Bill Clinton or you hate him.
Right.
And I really think that Bill Clinton is probably one of the best public charisma controlling people that we have ever had as a president. And I think this really shows it, because I bet he went in there with both guns drawn telling this guy, knock this crap off, because we're not going to put up with it. That's what I think. I can just see Bill being really forceful with him, telling this man, this isn't going to get it.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think that he was, you know, he was diplomatic in his approach because he wanted them on the plane and wanted to get out of there. But I think that he definitely
the bottom,
was stern.
The bottom line would be, a shorthand of the whole meeting would be telling him to knock it off, and he was taking those girls home.
Right.
Now, that's what I think. I can see Bill being that forceful. I really can. I think he is an excellent PR person for this country. I really do.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah. I think I'm glad you brought that up, Dana. Thanks for the call. She fast-forwards the conversation. What now for Bill Clinton? Does Bill Clinton take over the role that we've seen Jimmy Carter in as that the diplomat who shows up when there's trouble, who can distance himself? Well, I say distance himself, but not really necessarily represent the administration or any formality, but get in there when America's in trouble somehow, or negotiate certainly with some of the tougher situations that we find ourselves in. I would say that's probably what happens with Bill Clinton. I mean, what is the new role for this guy, if there is any role for him? And remember, there certainly is not a lot of love lost between the Clintons and Obama. Obama threw Hillary Clinton a bone with the Secretary of State thing, but you got to think there's still, especially more with Bill, there's got to be some hard feelings. If you remember during the campaign, some of the things that were said, we could go back and re-rack them for you. They were pretty pointed stuff, and it has to be, I'd say, a little bit tense, right? So the former president, what happens to him now with this success in North Korea? Is he an elder statesman that actually has some relevance? Is he kind of that USA ambassador who is the roving US ambassador? It seemed like that might be what Bill Clinton could do next. Like I said, the bottom line is let's see what happens with North Korea. I certainly am not backing off my stance that I think Kim Jong-il is a bully and somebody that I wouldn't trust and put him on the short list of idiot wing nuts who could do some serious damage. But maybe he saves face with the release, the pardon of the two women, feels like he looks better in the eyes of the world, comes forward and somehow negotiates. And I actually believe it will be the son. He looks to me to be pretty, you saw how thin and gaunt looking he was, and he's got cancer. So it's probably the son that steps in here ultimately. And if there's any kind of negotiations and if there's putting the inspectors back and, you know, looking at the reactors and all that stuff, then it's the next generation that will deal with that. And maybe that comes out with the Clinton meetings in private. I don't know that we would find that out of all the things that will come out as to what really happened in North Korea when he arrived there. He certainly could size up the situation, and maybe one of the sons was involved or at least there anyway. So to recap some of the things that we hit hard during this hour, healthcare reform and people standing up and saying their piece and interrupting sometimes those who are speaking because they're furious at what they're hearing. So you've got crowds all over the place. I mean, coming out right and left, Austin, Texas, I already said this, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Arkansas, and there are more of these meetings certainly to come. Sotomayor waits in the wings to find out if tomorrow the Senate gives her the high five, barring some incredible natural disaster that would prevent that vote from taking place. I'd say it's a done deal. I mentioned the clunkers have been saved by the Senate. I don't think this is a surprise because, once again, the American people spoke out. They were not happy with the idea, and neither were the dealerships across the nation, that there wouldn't be any money backing this up. But the Senate decided late on Wednesday to add $2 billion to the rebate program and give all the car shoppers until Labor Day to trade in the gas guzzler. So if you're listening to me and you fit into this category and it's worth your while, for goodness sake, get up off the couch and take your car in and get that rebate if you fall into the right category for getting $3,500, $4,500, $5,000. I think it was up to $5,000. Somebody told me, they were saying $4,500, but I know a couple of people that actually got $5,000 on that. So after massive negotiations, the majority leader in the Senate, Harry Reid, said the Dems and the Republicans agreed. How about that? That's called bipartisan support, baby, to vote on a plan along with a bunch of changes to the bill, which I think are pretty smart. Send me an email, americatonight.net.
Post-game show is brought to you by... I can't find it. The hell with it.